On page 33, what I want to suggest you do is take and write down the left-hand side of page 33, about every third line. Puts family life right at the top on the left-hand side. Write on the left-hand side of the page down here, on the first line, put family life. Drop down two or three lines, put social life. Come down two or three more lines, staying on the left-hand side, put business life. Come down a little further and put income. Come down a little further and write health. Now, they're just some suggestions of areas of your life. I want to suggest you pick out some more and then ask yourself, have I just been wanting these because wants are here in the consciousness? Expectation is in here. And you can want things, you can see them, and you can have them in your consciousness. If you don't plan them in here, you're not going to get them. And I want you to take some time and really think about that. And don't just pass this lesson over and go on and do whatever you're going to do. This is the lesson. It's important that you get them. This is how you get yourself involved, you develop the understanding, it motivates the action which changes the results. And that's what we said, it's the understanding and application. On page 34, quote at the top of the page, I believe John did that much better than I could do it here with young Mark over here. So desire is the effort of the unexpressed possibility within, seeking expression without through your action. It's the idea that's cooking in every cell of our being. It's the act that's bubbling under. There's something inside wanting us to go out and do. It's the idea wanting to be expressed. And don't be disheartened if it doesn't happen when you think it's supposed to happen. John mentioned yesterday there's a season for sowing and there's a season for reaping, but you never do both in the same season. When you plant the seed, understand that the idea is a non-physical seed, but it's every bit the same as a physical seed that you plant in the ground. Recently, where we were having some work done around our house, there was a strip that we had filled in. It was a bit of a ditch. We had it filled in, and we were going to have it sodded. And the gentleman that was working on it, he said, you know, he said, this is an excellent time of year to seed. He said it would come through in a week. I said, really? He said, it'd be a lot less work and an awful lot less expensive. I said, go ahead and seed it. And in a week, bang, that grass was out there. It took a week for that seed. That's called the gestation or an incubation period, and that's governed by one of the natural laws of the universe called the law of gender. All seeds have a gestation or an incubation period. I believe the seed for a baby is about 280 days. I've never seen a man coming home after a young lady's gone to the doctor, and she come home and she says, darling, blessed event's going to take place. 90 days later, he comes home, and he says, well, where is it? Oh, it isn't going to work. Now, it's like James Allen said, we wait as one who understands. When spirit rises and commands, God is ready to obey. There's a gestation period. You plant a seed for a carrot. I understand it takes 70 days. We have gained a conscious understanding of what the gestation period is for almost all physical seeds. But remember yesterday we were talking about the water and the steam and the ether. And we were talking about the only difference between the physical and the non-physical is in density or amplitude of vibration. It's exactly the same. Well, keep in mind that an idea is exactly the same as the physical seed. It's exactly, it only appears different to one of these things we call our sensory factor. But it's exactly the same. And it's governed by exactly the same law. The non-physical world and the physical world are all governed by the same law because it's the same world. It's the opposite side of the same thing. But you cannot see that with your sensory factors. You've got to see it with an inner eye of understanding. On page 34, we say, in other words, your idea, your dream, or goal can only be desire once it has been properly